Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight, my guest is Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic. And Phyllis has read or coached over 12,000 people in 20 different countries. She has been featured on CBS TV and NBC. She is known for her practical and down-to-earth wisdom. She uses humor and compassion to deliver her information. Phyllis can tell you whether a relationship will work out, how long your current employment will last, and about your life purpose. She is a life management expert who helps others create prosperity and benevolence in their lives. She has been on the faculty at the Omega Institute. Phyllis holds a BA in psychology. She offers life mastery, spiritual and practical coaching, intuitive development courses, intuitive life coaching courses, advanced monitor mindset, one-on-one coaching, soulmate attraction, calling in the one, business development, coaching, time management. She is the author of Bouncing Back, Thriving in Changing Times with Dwayne Dyer, and her latest book, The Heart of the Matter, A Journey to Wholeness. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic, to the show. Welcome, Phyllis.
Oh, Rob, my goodness, you read my whole resume. How nice of you. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my honor and privilege because you got something on here, and we're going to be talking about her upcoming event in just a little bit. But right now I want to talk about this, intuitive development courses. And how does that really expand people's lives, but also enhance business and business professionals at the same time, Phyllis?
Intuitive development or intuitive coaching or both?
Both. I mean, intuitive development to get to be where you understand what they're being coached about.
Well, let's see. Gosh, that's a potent question. I can tell you that some of the intuitive, quote-unquote, psychic tools that I learned many, many years ago, such as grounding, running energy, are very simple, and many different modalities have their own way of explaining that, many different practices, if you will. But what I found is that something like grounding itself, grounding your body, moving out energies that don't belong to you, it can change your life. It seems so simple, but of all the techniques I teach in terms of energy practices, that one thing is potent and powerful. But when you learn what belongs to you and what doesn't belong to you, that simplifies a lot of things in life. We stop reacting to external realities. We stop reacting to people who are having tantrums or whatever their deal is, and we can just focus on doing us, you know, do you in the world. I'm going to do me, you do you. And in terms of intuitive coaching, it's critical to know what's yours and what's not yours, because people who are looking to kick their life up a notch and improve their circumstance, you know, often they're looking for someone to anchor onto and to grab onto to feel strength and confidence. And so and that can be kind of intoxicating when people give their power over to you, if you will. And you don't want to become enmeshed in their process. You want to be able to remain objective and give them feedback that will actually take them somewhere and empower them rather than become dependent. So that's kind of the short and the long answer. Did that make
sense?
Well,
you said so. That makes total sense to me, because when I approve of me, I set myself free. And
yeah,
when you stop focusing on everybody else's life and start focusing on yours, you start understanding your life becomes pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes. Thank you. Nice.
Now we're going to talk about something that Phyllis is putting on, Live an Extraordinary Life Expo, April 5th and 6th, 2014, in San Francisco at the Fort Mason Center at Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
Enlighten the people on what this is all about.
Oh, thank you so much. This is my my pet project. This is something I'm doing for fun. This is my idea of fun. I love people who are focused on helping other people transform. I think that just gets me excited, people who really come to life with a giving spirit and just wanting to contribute something to others. That just gets me excited. And people who are good at it or have a certain modality or method that's unique and can reach somebody who perhaps I can't reach or what have you, that, again, makes me feel like I'm of greater service and value when I make that available. But what happened was, how it all came about was, I don't know if you know, we're all familiar with Wayne Dyer for the most part. About a year ago, he had a PBS special where he featured this woman named Anita Morjani as a speaker. And she's someone who had a profound near-death experience. And he had her speak on her near-death experience in his special. Well, you know, I didn't find her all that captivating. She wasn't what you would call a polished speaker or someone who could captivate an audience. So I just kind of let it come and go. Well, I had a number of friends say to me, you got to read this book, Dying to Be Me, by Anita Morjani. And I went, oh, okay. And so anyhow, long story short, I read the book. She turns out to be a phenomenal writer, and her words just pop off the page, and much better at telling her story through the written word than the spoken word. I got so inspired by her story and encouraging people to live a fearless life, to just go out there and let it rip, make mistakes, do your thing, just go for it with, you know, passion and purpose and humor. Don't take it all so seriously. And that at one point in our experience, the lights will be turned on, clarity will be received. So I just thought, you know what, I want to give people an opportunity to live fearlessly and come to a place where people are inspiring you to do that. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have been in this business quite some time, and I've accumulated a number of friends in the business, and I just started going through my Rolodex, and I called people, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? And so it was really born from just wanting to spread that message of let's live fearlessly and have a great time, and then I pulled on my community, and it was just people I know, people I have relationships with that I trust, that I know are great, and that I like. And there you have it. So we have this phenomenal two-day event in Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. And Fort Mason is a historical community and a wonderful place right on the water. I've done events there before. People all over San Francisco love to do events there. It's a nonprofit environment, and it's just a rich experience to be there. And it's exciting. So it's happening.
I'm at the LiveAnExtraordinaryLifeConference.com. The conference is April 5th and 6th, 2014. And you can get a single-day pass, a weekend pass for a single, or two tickets for 24. But here's the thing. You said something earlier about energy. What will be the emotional clearing of that and expand people's emotional energy to feel like I can expand into my desires?
Well, there are so many different ways that's going to occur because the people I asked, there's a broad range of practitioners. For instance, I have a man who's coming who does something called vortex healing, which is an approach towards multidimensional healing at once. It's not just your immediate aura or your emotional body or your spiritual body. It goes to your genetic body. So you have someone with a great skill in that, helping to move blocks. I have people who are just the tops in their field at relationship coaching. How do I bring in a relationship? How do I overcome my patterns? I have other success coaches who their whole thing is helping people identify that block that is in the way of them getting their happy ending or that relationship or that job. I have people who have movies about finding happiness, and Dreaming Heaven is the other one that's included. There's a shaman in that. So you bring that Native American tradition with all the richness of that. I have a couple other psychics who, one's a therapist, therapist, but he also is an abundance expert and works in the corporate world. I have another person who's just a compassionate healing therapist who helps people look at their darkest fears and put them on the table and just sweep them away and bring a new energy. So, Rob, what in essence I'm telling you is that we're coming at it from every angle. I've done my best to just make as full circle as possible of these holistic practitioners who are skilled in their modality. So no matter what your stumbling block, somebody's going to have a way to get to you. Somebody's going to be able to reach you. And you'll have an aha moment if you come with an open heart ready to receive. And so that's how I think the energy will shift and why people will find this a really powerful experience.
Phyllis just give you the clue to expand your life into your desires. An open heart. And something I've discovered through mine, I'm going to ask you. All the blocks are never in the head. They're in the body.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the... And when people can understand it's a body-mind experience, how does that open them up to new adventures in themselves to adventure into the world more boldly?
Well, I think when people recognize that there's kind of a formula that if you marry the two together, that you're gonna get a different result, that's sort of an empowering concept all unto itself. And then if you recognize that you've either been totally in the body, not identifying your other forms of awareness, or totally in the head where you don't acknowledge the body at all, then you can kind of see where you need to start to put your attention and how just that little shift in how you're doing business in your life can make you have a completely different experience. And so let's say you've tried a certain modality 10 times and you either had a limited result or no result. But that shift in perspective going, oh, I need to bring that information into the body, or I need to get out of my head so much, and then you come back and do that same modality again, you're going to have a different experience. And all of a sudden you said, God, what I thought was sort of a dud before, all of a sudden it's the best thing since sliced bread.
You know, that's the thing about life. It has a way of twisting and turning. What you think is dead becomes alive.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to, this is something that come home, I was driving home today and this came to me. I'm going to quit having thoughts. I'm going to only have visionary expressions flow through me. How do you feel about that?
Wow. That I love. I love that because that tells me you're going into the realm of possibility, that that's where you're living, that you're not reducing it to a thought pattern. Not that thoughts are irrelevant, but, you know, thoughts can be fleeting and have no meaning at all sometimes. It's just our mind is creating all this stuff and expressing. But if you're living in that land of imagination and what's possible and that's your reality, holy cow, there's nothing you can't do or achieve. And so if you can maintain that state of visionary and really keep at that frequency, wow, the outcomes you'll have will be exponentially greater, in my opinion.
See, possibilities are great, but every day is an enterprising endeavor forever for me to play.
Yes. Oh, wow, I love how you said that.
And see, something I've learned, and I'm going to have, is the more internal words I use, the more visionary I become. Isn't that kind of what your intuitive coaching and your mastermind mentoring and everything? And, oh, before we go any further, the call-in number is 718-305-6548, and you can ask Phyllis some questions and get some enlightenment. And her and Phyllis's website is phyllisking.net. Now, but how are we so afraid of the images of success is where people really have a challenge, do you feel, Phyllis?
Well, there's a couple things. You know, I think that people often, we get stuck in I don't deserve, I'm not good enough. Who am I to think I can have that thing? You know, if we came from a certain socioeconomic background or whatever that told us what was possible, sometimes we actually feel like it's a betrayal of our tribe or our history to break out of that. So we have to have the courage actually to look at those deeper beliefs, some of those beliefs that were created at a time when we probably had no filters and took on these beliefs, and someone either in well-meaning decided to teach us something about how life works that was erroneous, and then we took it and ran with it. So, I mean, looking at what is really driving us, and, you know, it can be a fearful thing, you know, because if you feel like you're betraying your family or your friends or whatever, and you become more and you outgrow the people around you or what have you, that's scary. And, you know, so there's a lot of different layers that go into it. And, yeah, but for me in my work, I think I find the lack of deserving to be one of the core things that people bump up against. And certainly underneath that is fear. What does it mean?
You know, that's a very remarkable path for people to open up to.
Yeah.
But you said something in there that is probably the biggest. By being more successful or doing something different than your parents, do you think
mm-hmm.
people almost feel like they're disobeying their parents and then they go back to what their parents do?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. You know what? I had a client just today, Rob, who she makes a really good income. She's a specialized nurse, and she's had a lot of issues in life where, because she makes a great salary and most of her friends don't make the same amount of money. And she's found herself feeling sorry for people and feeling responsible because they don't have something and she wants them to feel better. And so all this stuff goes into, well, gosh, if I don't help, if I don't give them a loan, if I don't pay for their trip, then they don't get to go and I have it. What does that mean about me as a person? So I think all of us, you know, what we believe about ourselves and our responsibility to one another can really show up in our finance or our abundance space. And, and we can feel like we're stepping away from people, either leaving people behind or betraying them in some way.
And I'm on a life, live an extraordinary life, conference.com. And here, let's just pick out Richard Unger, found a life purpose. Give
Richard.
Him something that he's going to expand somebody on.
Holy, I'm going to say crap. Oh my gosh, Rob. Richard Unger is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met in my life. And first of all, this man has read 50,000 sets of hands. He's had a 40-year career. He's truly the foremost expert on hand analysis in the world. And he founded the International Hand Analysis Institute. He's all over the world teaching this stuff and doing his thing. But when I look at a reader, psychic reader or whatever, I don't think I've ever seen anybody better. He is so dead on. But his thing is life purpose. He can look at somebody's hands and in 2 minutes tell you what your life purpose is. And then he obviously can expound upon that. But it's a life-changing experience because he is so grounded, has so much experience, has been doing this for so long. When he looks into your eyes, it's unnerving. And, you know, he's looked at my purpose for a couple of minutes. I didn't really even want him to read me. I was so like, whoa, this guy is over the top great. And he's one of the people I encourage everyone to see, whether or not they go to his workshop, they at least hear his presentation, hear him speak, because he has some amazing things to say about how the universe and how he thinks things work in tandem with universal consciousness, and really a fascinating individual. And so, but people are always looking for, where do I belong? Why haven't I been fitting? Why can't I find a partner? And often, if you're not on life purpose, purpose, it's pretty hard to find that soulmate. So he is just a wealth of information. I love his work, and you picked a good one to focus on.
You know, you said something in there. People want their life purpose, but they're afraid to leave their hometown. A lot of hometowns and inner cities are prisons with roads through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, just throw this in there. My family lives in South Dakota, and I left in 1977. I just left, and now I just go back once in a while. And I keep telling them, you know, you get on I-90 and go all the way to Seattle and you don't fall off the earth. They get upset at me.
Right.
But, you know, that's an exaggeration. But if you watch, you know, what you said there was very profound. People do what their parents do because we want to stay in the comfort zone.
Right.
And now
well,
I'm going to pick out. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it takes a lot of courage to, you know, to look at yourself and be vulnerable and explore, and especially if it's not something you're used to doing or you were never shown. And, you know, change is not easy. And even for people who are risk takers and have a lot of courage, it isn't easy. So, yeah, you know, being a human being is not for wimps.
And it isn't, but I got one more. Nathan Whiteside, Awakening the Incarnational Journey.
Well, Nathan is a very cool person as well. And one of the things that, I mean, there's many things I really like about him, but he's had a very, a life full of humanitarian work. He was in the Peace Corps for many years. When he went to college, he studied theology. And his whole life has been about how can I serve, what's going on in the world, what's going to be the greatest benefit to the most amount of people. And Nathan is one of these people who is an extremely experienced vortex healer. And I know vortex is not a really well-known modality, and in part because it takes years to become proficient, and you have to go through schooling and ongoing education to work with the whole process. But he is one of the most skilled vortex healers around. And so he's going to, in his presentation, do a vortex healing of the group so people can experience it. And again, vortex healing goes to the multidimensional level. It looks at your genetic history. It looks at your esoteric and ethereal bodies. It looks at agreements that you can't even know with your conscious mind. So it looks at layers the tangible mind cannot even get to. And I have had vortex healing a number of times, and I always find it amazing. You know, I've experienced most any kind of energetic healing modality that exists because I love this stuff and I like to try it on. And I found vortex to be the most powerful form of energy healing, or at least for me, because I think where people are also says something. Some people just need Reiki or something of that sort, but and that has its purpose, and it might be more accessible. But this works on a really deep level, multi-dimensions, and I think that's what makes it so powerful. But
it's
he's a cool guy. He's got an amazing sense of humor.
It takes humor to live in this life. Live an extraordinary life conference.com. And the conference is April 5th and 6th, 2014. And it starts on Saturday, April 5th at 9 a.m. And it concludes Sunday at 6 p.m. But here's
correct.
The thing. If somebody opens their listening eyes and comes with their hearing heart open, what do you think they'll hear?
Oh, man. They're going to hear that not only is anything possible, but here's how you can make it happen. You're going to get more than a pep talk. You're going to get people who really know the strategies and tools to get you where you're going, where you're trying to get. Just about everybody at the event is a published author. They're all considered experts in their field, and they all have decades of experience. I mean, these people have practiced. They do it as a living. It's what they're up to in their life. So you will be inspired, you will be motivated, and you will have the tools to affect change in your life. You will leave there with real practical tools, and that's what I love about everybody. We're all marrying the spiritual perspective with having a human body. How do I translate this spiritual stuff into my body to make things feel better and have more success in however that measures to you?
And I'm on PhyllisKing.net, and I want to point something out to everybody. Phyllis's picture's there. When you want to pick out somebody and work with somebody, pictures will tell you what's going on. If the smile is fake, the person isn't genuine. But if you go to Phyllis's picture, you're going to see her eyes are clear, she's looking into the camera, and that's an authentic smile, and that's an authentic person. Pictures will tell you more than the person will, and when you learn to read pictures, you can understand people quicker. And now,
and also,
I want to get to one more of your thing. It's picking out the soulmate and learning that. How are people always looking outside of themselves for the soulmate rather than mating with their soul to mate with the world?
A couple of things. I think the first thing is that they have to get, people need to understand the relationship of energy in the world, that what you're putting into consciousness is what you're going to be getting back. And 100% of the time in my love classes, we are putting up impediments to receiving love. And often that will look like he or she is too fat, he or she doesn't make enough money, he or she has their nose has a bump on it, or, you know, it's like stuff, rather than paying attention to connection. How does this person make me feel? That we actually exclude loving relationships in lieu of these ego-based ideas about what love is. And so we have to get over ourselves and the ego's perception about what's going to make us happy. And often, you know, we'll have these lists. They need to have this income. They need to drive this kind of car. They need to have this education. They need to be able, you know, and they can't have this and they can't have that. And the list often is the very thing that excludes soulmate or love from coming into your space. So the trick is to, when you're making a list, attach a feeling to it. It's not about how much money someone makes, because typically it's like, do they manage their money well, or are they always out? You know, it's really, are they a grown-up? Have they done their personal work? But in a list, match feelings up to it. How do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel treasured and adored. I want to feel somebody's got my back. I want to feel like, you know, I want to have fun. I want to be laughing. I want us to share like values. What does that feel like? And have that be the list as opposed to the physical characteristics. And the second thing most people don't connect to is that you have to be a force for love in the world. You have to behave as love would behave. And when you do that, love comes flying to you because you're a safe place. You honor people. You don't take their inventory and tell them what's wrong with them at every turn. You know, and I can say a good example is that I had a woman in my love class. She's now a one-on-one client, but she was telling me a story of going to some mixer or something one evening, and her ex-husband was there, and she said something. She goes, oh, he was talking to this woman. She's a judge, and she's extremely homely, but I guess she's nice. And I kind of said, well, you know, you just described this woman as homely. You know, you reduced her and diminished her to this phrase. I don't know her. I don't know what she looks like, but you reduced her to a negative. You know, that's not an act of love. And so when we become present with our thoughts and our language and really try and make them of loving content, there's no way we will not recognize love when we see it, and there's no way love will not come flocking to us and moth to flame when we are resonating that more often than not into consciousness.
You know, the word you speak is the word life you live. It's that simple.
Yes, thank you. So you said it much quicker.
No, that is very true. But, you know, he's talking about lists, and now I'm glad I get to ask this question. Isn't that list they usually make out everything they're afraid of?
Well, I suppose it could be sometimes, you know, because I think when we put all those qualifiers up, most of the time we're worried what people are going to think of us. And I was guilty of that, Rob, for a lot of years, and I got what I got because of that. I really wanted partners that looked a certain way, you know, that people would think, wow, she looks good with him or he looks good, but whatever. I was sort of caught up in that myself, and so I got what I got. And then I finally learned my lesson. It took a while after getting knocked on the head a few times, and then I finally thought, you know what, I'm going to do it different. What I've been doing is not working. And I actually, when I met my soulmate slash partner, it wasn't an internet dating thing, long story, but we were long distance. I intentionally did not look at his photo. I was feeling really connected and great about him, and I did not want my brilliant ego mind to take charge and say, oh, he's not right for me because of this, you know, that dot on his nose or whatever. And I intentionally did not want to look, and I let my feelings of, wow, this guy really makes me feel good. I like this, and this person is really treating me well. I like this, and I went with that, and ultimately that was a good solution for me.
Well, Phyllis, we've ran out of time, and then we could probably go for 3-4 hours here. But anyway,
sure,
we're out of time. And you can contact Phyllis on her webpage, phyllisking.net. The live, I got to make sure I get it out here in front of me. Live an Extraordinary Life, 2-day expo, April 5th and 6th, 2014, on the in San Francisco at Fort Mason Center at Fisherman's Wharf. And if you look at that, you'll be right down on the ocean, and it'll be a beautiful day. And I want to thank you, Phyllis, and all the listeners for being here. And Phyllis, give the people some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Well, Rob, I want to thank you for having me. You're so generous and kind, and I really appreciate you supporting everything in such a loving and wonderful way. Thank you. And I just encourage everyone to listen to your heart. That's the navigation system, and it will never lead you in the wrong direction.
And with that, we're going to say thank you to everybody. We'll be here Thursday night with Larry Wayne from Canada, and he's Body Mind Institute. He's one of the owners. And anyway, thank you, Phyllis, and may your Live an Extraordinary Life Expo be the greatest in the world.
Thank you.
And everybody, good night.